There's an exercise that I do with couples who are preparing for marriage that I like to call pack your bags. The idea is this, is that every person grows up in a family of origin that's unique and different and has different values and different traditions and different ways of doing things. And as those two couples prepare to move in together and start their life together, they get a choice of what they want to bring, just like they're going to decide which couch they're going to bring into the marriage and which set of dishes. So also, they get to look at their family of origin and think, what are those things from our family of origin do we like and we want to bring with us, and what are those things do we want to leave behind? So for my family, Rebecca came from a very connected family, an extended family. It wasn't just her immediate family, but then the Slovak side up in the Panhandle, the Hispanic side over in Waco, and all of this great big family, and they were all connected, and they all had these relationships that were important to them. We said, wow, we both really value that. We want to bring that value into our marriage. My family, on the other hand, it was just kind of the four of us isolated in Dallas, and the extended family was distant and disconnected. We didn't want to bring that part in. But we did really value that my family has a really strong work ethic and that we show love by caring and by serving others. And we want to bring that part into our marriage as well. So kind of pack your bags. Decide what are those things that you want to take and bring into your life together. Well, in our gospel reading today, Jesus is preparing to go back to his Father. John 16 is near the end of Jesus' ministry here on earth. He spent his time teaching the people and performing miracles. He's been guiding and preparing his disciples for this moment. His arrest and betrayal are just around the corner. And before he gets there, he wants to take one last opportunity to prepare these disciples for what is coming. So he tells them in verse 28, "I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." He came from the Father to set up this new family of faith here on earth, and when he leaves, he wants this family of faith to continue without him. But he knows it's going to get rough for them, right? And in verse 32, he tells them the hour is coming where they will all be scattered. They're all going to hide and deny him and run away in fear. But after his resurrection, he's going to restore them. He wants them to come back together. And then he's going to send them out to bring this message to others and include them also in this family of faith. So he's getting ready to go, and he's getting them ready to go, and he wants them to be prepared. It's time for them to pack their bags. So what are the things that they need to pack? Well, here are the things that Jesus asks his disciples to pack. And the first two of them come together. It's grace and truth. This is the way John began his gospel. Way back in John chapter 1, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth, these two things that come together. Grace, this unchanging, undeniable, unbreakable love that God has for us. This love of God that says, I will never leave you and never forsake you. This love that says there is nothing in all of creation that could ever separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God's grace for you. But right along with that grace also comes truth. The truth that all of us have lived in some very unloving ways. We have lived in ways that have hurt ourselves. We have lived in ways that have hurt others. We have turned our back on God and run away from Him. And the Bible calls this sin. And Jesus loves us enough to confront us with the truth. He loves us enough to come to strip away all of the justifications and all of the rationalizations and to force us to look at those uncomfortable parts of ourselves so that we can change, so that we can grow, so we can stop hurting ourselves and stop hurting others. But when he brings that moment of truth and when he confronts us, it can be hard to hear, but he always does it in love, in grace, with this sense that he is for us. And that even those things that we've done wrong will never separate us from His love for us. If truth helps us understand our problem, then grace is what gives us the courage to face those problems. And grace is what holds us when we're too broken down to even begin to try. And so Jesus tells us to pack up grace and truth. Pack it up, because He knows that as we go out into this life, we're going to need both of those things. We as His people, who are still in slavery to this body of sin, are going to continue to struggle with those things. So we're going to continue to need His grace in our life. We're going to continue to need His truth to guide us forward. And He tells us to pack it up because that is also what the world around us so desperately needs to hear. The grace of a God who loves them despite everything that has gone wrong. And the truth that points them towards a better way to live. Grace and truth. The next thing that He tells us to pack up is humility. Philippians 2, we read that Jesus did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself. He humbled Himself and became obedient even to the point of death on a cross. Jesus humbled Himself. He became despised and rejected. He came offering the world the greatest gift that it could ever be given. And so many people turned their back on Him and spit in His face and mocked Him, nailed Him to a cross. But instead of getting upset, continued to love them, continued to serve them, prayed, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." In humility, He continued to care for them. And so He tells us to pack up humility and to take that with us as well as we go out on this road. Because He sends us out also with that greatest gift ever of grace and truth. And we come and we bring it to people and we hold it as a gift and hold it out loosely, knowing that some people are still going to reject it. But we don't get angry. We don't get bitter. We don't try to force it on them. But in humility, we continue to hold out that gift and continue to love them and continue to serve them. So pack up humility and take it with you. And the fourth thing is this. Jesus tells us to pack up peace. Verse 33 of our text for today, He says, "In me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In the world you will have trouble, in Jesus you will have peace. This is not an if statement, right? You will have trouble in this world. And peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is what God gives us in the midst of that trouble. See, our peace is not found in the approval of others or in everything being calm and perfect. Our peace is found in Jesus, in the confidence that He is always with us, that He is watching out for us, and that no matter what happens in this world, He is still with us. And so He tells us to pack up peace. Take heart. He's overcome the world. He's in control of the world. And He's bringing, as our reading from Revelation says, a world where there will be no more mourning or crying or pain. So be at peace. These are the things that Jesus tells us to pack up and to take with us. But when I do this exercise with these couples who are getting ready for marriage, I also warn them that some things will show up in your bag that you didn't mean to pack, right? It's sort of like going on a vacation to the beach and you unzip your bag and open it up and the first thing you find is a winter parka. It's like, what is that doing in there, right? For young couples too, sometimes they get into this relationship, they come home from the honeymoon, and all of a sudden they realize something's there they didn't intend to bring. They get into their first big fight, and all of a sudden they realize that one of them has brought with them this habit of storing up all of the little hurts and all of the little frustrations, keeping this long list, so they're ready to start firing them away like one shot after another at the next person. And the other spouse has recognized that for them in conflict, what they learned to do in their family of origin is to just cut off and distance and leave that person behind. Neither one of those is a good way of relating it, yet that's what they learned, and that's what they brought into their marriage. And what I tell them as they're preparing for their marriage is that you have the freedom in Christ when you recognize those things to let them go and to stop acting in that way. We see as followers of Jesus, sometimes there are some things that show up in our lives from our family of origin, this sinful flesh that we didn't mean to bring along, right? I mean, maybe it's this habitual sin that just keeps popping up in your life and just keeps tripping you up. Or maybe it's Christ, you have the freedom to let go of the things that are not of God and to hold on to the things that are. So Jesus invites you to pack your bags. His forgiveness has set you free from all of the things of your past that would bind you. His Spirit is at work and in you and gives you the power to live in a new way. So pack your bags. Pack up grace and truth. Pack up humility and peace. And then take them with you into this new life that Christ gives to you and offer them to others that they also may find life in Him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Please stand.